Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Identity in New Mexico is pretty complicated. And with the advent of DNA testing, many people who consider themselves Hispano, direct descendants of Spanish settlers, are seeking to find out exactly how much Spanish blood they have. We meet a man now who did this, and his family is struggling to accept the results.
When I, you know, would wake up in the morning and I would open the door to head out to school or wherever I was going, the Sangre de Cristo Mountains are right there. And I knew that my ancestors had lived in those mountains for at least 100 years. My name is Anthony Lee Michael Martinez, but please call me Lee. And I grew up in Espanola, New Mexico, and spent my whole life there until I graduated from high school. Growing up in New Mexico, the history, the Spanish history is all around you, not just the rituals of the community, the place names, the street names, the names of the mall, the name of the shopping center. There's this narrative of we are ancestors of the conquistadors, and there's this sense of pride that comes with that. So my grandparents would tell me when I was a kid, oh, our ancestors are from Spain. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder where my Martinez name, if I went back far enough, I wonder what part of Spain it would come from. I would say growing up in New Mexico, I break everyone in my mind into these three groups. You're either white, you're Hispanic, or you're Native American. I grew up saying Hispano, so Spanish descent my whole life. That was how I identified. In New Mexico, your identity is really strongly identified with your race, so to speak, probably because there was a caste system in New Mexico. For hundreds of years, we had slavery with Native Americans. I really loved the concept of doing DNA, and for me, it was one thing to have, you know, the paper trail, and I thought, you know, how cool would it be to validate my paper trail with the DNA test. It was proving to myself something that I thought I already knew. It was really important for me to identify my Spanish connection to my Spanish ancestors. So I then took the test. So Mike Torres is the project leader for the New Mexico Genealogical Society DNA project. So he called me and said, are you sitting down? Because he knew he had news for me, and I sat down and he said, you're not a descendant of the Martinez line. And so through DNA, I've come to learn that my father to father to father is a Native American line that comes from like the Jalisco, Mexico area. I have discovered that my mother to mother to mother to mother is Pueblo. You know, my whole life was this reinforcement of this narrative of who I am. And that narrative was now different. So I went from having a Spanish patrilineal line to having a Native patrilineal line. And I was surprised because I was not expecting that at all. The idea that my last name doesn't come from that Martinez name, it was almost like taking a paternity test and finding out that your father isn't your father. And that was just a really weird feeling. As DNA is getting more common, people are having to realign themselves because the paper record is often wrong because things happen that aren't captured in paper. So I have two family trees here. They're large. They're like 4 feet long each. You know, there's probably hundreds of names on each of these, right? And one of the things I will point out is that there's no sense of my Native American genetics on my tree at all. Not a single Native name. And so it's almost like it's erased. As I'm breaking the news of the DNA tests to my relatives, some of them went out and took a test also to kind of verify, is this accurate? I don't think they believed the test results. Of course, when those results come back, well, it's an accurate result. The DNA doesn't lie. You have to just deal with the facts. And not everybody was as enthusiastic to hear it as I was. I recognize it can be hard when you're raised the way we're raised in our community, in our culture. Not everyone is going to take it the same way. I feel uncomfortable even saying it, but it's this racist, I don't want to recognize my Native American ancestry because that somehow makes me less than. It was a change in my worldview when I got the news and as once I had some time to process it. So again, walking outside the door, there's no street signs named after a Native American historical thing or a Native American person that I'm aware of. So these are the kind of things that you start to think about. It's funny because if you look at my bookshelves, you see I have books about medieval Spain. And all of a sudden, I start buying books about the Mayan people and Aztec families. And instead of having a three cultural group, Hispano and your Native American and your white, is that it's not that simple. It's really just one group. Caste system or no caste system, nature takes its course and people mix. But the narrative is I'm pure Spanish with the green eyes and the white skin and the European look. And yet when I look at photos of my great grandmothers and other ancestors, it's clear it's there. I may not have inherited the look, but it's there. There's this blending, which I'm realizing represents me. How do I self-identify? I'm still processing that part. I don't know. And I don't know if I feel comfortable saying I'm Native because I don't have that connection with the culture, with the language, as I do with Spanish. My parents speak Spanish. My parents don't speak Tiwa or Tewa or any of those languages. I've spent 50 years looking and really diving into my Hispanic culture that was reinforced throughout my life. And now, as a 50-year-old middle-aged person, I'm now looking at for the first time in a new way at my Native American ancestral background.
Lee Martinez's story came to us from Isabella Kulkarni.